But you won't be surprised that I'm going to put some quotes to you of your back catalogue of quotes. Foreign Secretary, let me put to you some of your own remarks about the guy who's going to be president in America in a matter of a few weeks. So April 2019, you said, deluded, dishonest, xenophobic, narcissistic, Donald Trump is no friend of Britain. Have you changed your mind, or is that still your view?
Look, I mean, I'm sitting here. I don't know how many years later it was.
Five years later.
So this is...
And you weren't exactly on the fence.
But this is old news in the sense that...
Has he changed?
No, let's just step back from here. Chris, you know that you will struggle to find any politician, and that's not just Labour politicians, because the last Foreign Secretary, David Cameron, had some pretty ripe things to say about Donald Trump.
Yours are more ripe than most.
Let me... And at that, in that period, particularly where people on Twitter, lots of things were said about Donald Trump. We were sort of, it was a daily occurrence.
It was on your account, tyrant in a toupee.
Here, Chris, I'm sitting here as Foreign Secretary. I've had a meal with Donald Trump. I've met Donald Trump.
Did you talk about this stuff? Did you apologise? Did he bring it up?
Not even vaguely. I've got to say, I found him to be a very gracious host. He was...
Did he offer you a second portion of chicken or something out here?
He did offer me a second portion of chicken. He was very generous, very gracious, very keen to make sure that we felt relaxed and comfortable in his surroundings. He was funny. He was warm about the UK. Very warm about the royal family, I've got to tell you. Love Scotland.
Did he say anything that's kind of trademark Trump mad? Like, because he does like to go off on slightly odd tangents. Did he do any of that?
I didn't find he did that, actually. But I suppose what I'm saying is I've met the man.
Mm.
And in the end, diplomacy, but actually just common manners is in it particularly, is building relationships with people. And I think he's someone that we can build a relationship with in our national interest, because we must.
I want to put one more quote to you from Time magazine in 2018. And you said, Trump is not only a woman-hating, neo-Nazi sympathising sociopath, he is also a profound threat to the international order that has been the foundation of Western progress for so long. And I put it to you, you are now the UK's chief diplomat. This back catalogue of quotes matters, doesn't it? Because if he decides at some point in the future to weaponise these, to throw them back at you and therefore to the UK, that's to our detriment, isn't it?
He didn't seem to think it mattered a few weeks ago.
That's but he might change his mind.
I don't know. Come on. I think that the truth is, when you're doing this job, you understand the extent and breadth of the US-UK relationship. There are 11,000 troops, US troops, in this country. There are tens of thousands of US troops across Europe. We have the closest of intelligence capabilities, the best in the world, on demonstration before the Ukraine war, and working effectively to keep the skies safe over Israel, just a few weeks ago. So anyone who heads up America, or indeed our country, understands that. He understands that because he's done the job of being president before. And in the end, he's finding common ground, just as I'm finding common ground. You don't get to be a senior politician in our country unless you can find common ground. And I might just say to you, with David Cameron, as a leading Tory, he asked me to do his review. With Theresa May, even with Liz Truss as my opponent, you know, Chris, that I'm well known in Westminster. I get along with folk. I just do. It doesn't mean you don't have sharp
battles. You might want to get along with him, but maybe he doesn't want to get along with
you. You get along with folk, even people who have different politics to you.
Sure. Lots of other things to talk about, and we'll get to that in a second. I just want just a final thought on these quotes, the things you've said in the past. Do you no longer believe them, or were you naive to articulate them in the first place, given that it wasn't impossible that you might hold senior office in the future and he might be a US president in the future?
I think that what you say as a backbencher and what you do wearing the real duty of public office are two different things. And I am I am foreign secretary. There are things I know now that I didn't know back then. That's the truth of it. Now, Donald Trump is in a different category. As an individual, he says all sorts of things. It's part of his style, to be honest. That is not my raison d'etre. So looking forward and talking about today, I build on the relationship that I have with Republicans over many, many years. I mean, a friendship with people like Condoleezza Rice, because that's the truth of the world. And who in real life only has friendships with people that they entirely agree with? That's just not real.
Sure, but who in real life goes around calling people Nazi sympathizing sociopaths who are women hating and a tyrant and a tooper?
I've heard people have pretty sharp things to say about grandparents, to be honest. That's in the real world. Because a different generation can have a different view to you in the real world. So I know this is a talking point today, but in a world where there's war in Europe, where there's a loss of life in the Middle East, where the US and the UK genuinely